Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a very rare, very live Sunday edition of an interview, which I like to do from time to time. So not exactly me monologuing about things that are bugging me and on my mind. Joined this time around by Rick Steinbach from TC Paintball, key supporter of the Eric Zane Shows. We've partnered up with him, and we've been working very hard to spread the word about TC Paintball working together. And Rick, I wanted to have you in here, so welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
First and foremost, April 4th is our first event, the Eric Zane Show podcast Paintball War. We set our sights on, like, I don't know, 20 people to have an event. Now, I got about 10 right now are in the fold. You said you had a couple people that called you, actually called TC Paintball about it?
Yeah, calling us. Went to the website, found our information, called us up, asked some few specifics about who could play, what the age limits were and whatnot.
Yeah, and I didn't really cover that on the Facebook Live. 10? Is 10 the limit?
10 is for traditional paintball. Now, if anybody's got any 8-year-olds that they want to bring, we also have an adjacent field that's designed for younger players. We can go all the way down to 8 years old with the what we started out with the low-impact stuff, the smaller ball.
Yep. Now, I did a Facebook video, and Rick has a long history, actually, with Freebird and Hot Wings Show and when I was fired the first time. And if you missed it on the Facebook video, can you go into detail about the amazing Producer Joe paintball gauntlet?
Amazing is definitely a good adjective. It was awesome. I mean, there was somewhere between 100 and 200 people lined up. Most of them brought their own stuff. It was a cold morning. I want to say it was in the fall. Joe was in a t-shirt and boxer shorts.
Yeah.
And, you know, he lined up without...
It was a Speedo. He had an orange Speedo on.
Okay, the shirt hung low, so yeah. It was hard to tell.
Yes.
But I was more concerned about, you know, the goosebumps he had and the welt he was going to get. And everyone kind of lined up. It was a little bit unregulated. It was almost kind of ready to... I think it was kind of due to some time constraints with the show. You guys needed to get things moving and stuff. So by the time everyone was lining up and ready to kind of see what was going to happen, Joe was getting ready to run.
When it comes to radio, when you can do an event or a stunt in this case, where basically all you have to do is say, hey, we want to do this, and then the radio hosts really don't have to do a whole lot, and then kind of like people embrace it, like you and the people who were there. Those are always the best one because they've got like an organic, as twisted as it was to shoot Joe with paintballs, it had a real community feel to welting Joe up. And, oh, man, I of all the things that we did on that show, and there were a lot of great, great moments, that was one that I look back on the most fondly. Joe probably does not. Oh, my God, I'll never forget the images of him with all the welts. Talk about a guy who really, really sold it in terms to make a name for himself. And, I mean, obviously he's reaping the rewards of efforts like that today.
I think one of you guys said it best when it looked like someone had put a cigar on top of another cigar being put out on his body, and it was well on top of weld. I mean, it was pretty brutal. You know, when you play normal paintball, you don't get shot nearly that many times.
No.
That was a stunt, and it was a dynamic thing. It was made to be kind of, you know, extreme to one end. And
yeah.
It absolutely was.
Yeah.
I mean, we got that effect out of it.
And you know, viral videos were just really starting to take hold then. Had we done that, like, if that happened right today, it would have been through the roof,
yeah.
You know, millions of views. But as it was still absolutely incredible. And what else was I going to say about that? You talked about it being unregulated. You had people just show up there. Can
right.
you do that to like an apparatus, make it go faster than you would in like normal play?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of moving parts and a lot of factors that go into the actual muzzle velocity of how fast the paintball is going when it leaves the barrel, and things can affect that, like weather and adjusting certain things on the gun, like you said. There's a lot of ways you can affect that.
Crystal says hi, by the way. Is that your better half?
That is my better half. Absolutely.
She loves you. She
yes.
seems
she's
like
very
oh,
patient.
She's like encouraging you and all these amazing things. Now, and when you're playing on the field, mm-hmm. you have typically layered up clothes. Some folks even put on armor.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, we actually have some body armor. It's like a kind of a sandwich board style setup with elastic straps on the side that, you know, will reduce the impact of the ball when it hits you. And the key is to layering up. You know, I play all the time, and I still wear several layers when I play, you know, just to you know, help slow the ball down.
Yeah, just a little less. You don't want to be uncomfortable. I mean,
right.
I mean, one of the things I learned first time I ever played was even just a thin pair of gloves goes a long way.
Yeah.
So that was one thing I did.
Anything that covers skin is beneficial. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So now you describe yourself as a semi-pro paintball player, correct?
Right. Yep.
How do you become a pro? Do you like? Do you have to like announce it? Do you get like a card? Is there
no,
a pro
there's,
card?
There's a tracking system, and you have to earn enough points by playing to basically become a pro or play on a pro team for a while in pro events.
Oh, so it's like regulated.
Absolutely.
My gosh.
Yeah. So then you can't have an individual that accomplished, you know, many successes on the field and then went backwards and played in a lower division, because then it kind of ruins the fun for the lower division teams. You
right.
know, so once
right.
you get to a certain point, you can only play with a certain group of people at that level.
So how long have you been playing?
I've been playing since 1996. I've been playing national level events since 2001. And I took a few breaks here and there. I thought I was done playing when I got a little older and decided I wasn't done yet. So I came back
right.
and played some more, kind of did the Brett Favre.
Okay, so is there any chance that you could like actually still be a pro paintball player?
Yeah, but I'm 45, and I mean the new guys in the pro ranks are a lot younger than me, and they're a lot more mobile than me. I think I can play effective paintball for a long time, and you know, competitively.
Yeah.
But I hope to. In Michigan, we basically had to kind of train ourselves. Where in a lot of other parts of the world, where they can play all year long outside, the talent pool and the ability to have pro teams around you was a lot more prevalent. You know, we've had to do our own thing and build ourselves up from D3 and D2 and then D1 and then semi-pro. We're kind of at the top of the heap in our area.
Okay.
If there was other pro teams around that were closer, I might have got that opportunity. But
yeah.
we were always kind of trying to build our own team to get everybody
gotcha.
To that level.
While still building your business. I mean,
yeah.
that's all time.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you were completely committed to only doing paintball,
right.
it would probably reflect.
At
as
some
you,
point, I could have
yeah.
moved to Chicago or moved somewhere where there's more opportunities, right?
Okay, so so physicalness, like a guy who's young, fast, can dive on the ground, that translates to more effective of a player then.
Just like any other sport. But yeah, you can have all the tangibles, those things you can measure, just like at an NFL combine. You can have a guy that has, you know, just off the charts
yeah.
and all these abilities, but he's not worth a shit on the field.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing. It's a combination of what you can do physically as far as how quickly you can do it and efficiently, and then the timing to go along with that. I mean, you got to be smart.
When I was over there the other day, we did a game where it was me and you versus Team Bro,
mm-hmm.
Jim and all his pals.
Yep.
I was out right away, and then so it was you against five bros, and Rick got them all. And I was like, man, this is awesome, because even though they're all ham and eggers, had only done it once, you still were able to manage and beat all five of those
Experience
guys.
Experience matters.
That had to feel good, right?
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, because is it rare that you have the opportunity to take on a large number of people who really don't know what they're doing? And, I mean, even just by numbers, there's a good chance you're still going to get it.
Is it rare? It happens. You know, as long as you got enough paintballs in your gun, even if you're playing against guys that are, you know, high level tournament players, it's not uncommon in the league that we play in to see guys turn around a 2-on-4, where it's two guys against four, or even 1-on-3. That happens. It's notable, and you know, guys cheer for you and they high five for you. It is notable, but it does happen. You know, it guys make mistakes. You know, especially when it's three of you and you think, oh, there's only one guy left. Let's make a move. You come out, and that guy that's all by himself is playing patient, more defensive. You know, he's standing still, and you're more accurate when you're standing still. And if guys are charging up the field at you, being too aggressive, we call it kind of banging on the hood of the General Lee.
Yeah.
If you're you know hooting and hollering, going, let's get them, boys. Let's get up the field, and you stick your head out the wrong time, and you get shot. You know,
my gosh, so much fun! I tell you, I became a real fan, and wanting to do this more and more when we just did our last little get to know you event that we did last week. The actual location of TC Paintball went from like Granville. Was it Granville or Wyoming you were in?
Right on the edge, right on the border. It was officially a Granville address. It was on Prairie Street, right next to Wentworth there. We were there for 8 years, and you know, we had indoor and outdoor there. We experienced a lot of growth, and we grew our customer base there. But it got to a point where you keep renting that building,
right?
And, you know, we constantly were looking for an opportunity to be able to buy our own. So.
And so you headed to the place that used to be known as the Haunt in Walker. For years, that attraction was there.
Yep.
You moved in. You bought the building, or you're
yes.
Okay. So that's yours.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So it's. I mean, this is a terrific story of a local businessman doing what he loves. Paintball, and then it translates to a fun thing for people in the community to do. You have all of this terrific setup inside, and you're also planning on an outdoor arrangement because you have land in and around your business or outside of your business where you can do an outside paintball extravaganza.
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? How is that going to unfold?
Yeah, so we'll have right now indoor, we have one indoor tournament field and then a smaller little tech field. When we get our outdoors open, we got a few things to do with laying turf and leveling it out and whatnot. When we get the outdoor going, it'll be one tournament field outside, almost identical to our indoor, and then one, we call it like a scenario or a recreational field that will be behind that. We're going to build small 8x8 buildings, so it's a little bit more of the building-to-building kind of sweeping close quarter combat type thing, where we'll be able to play paintball and airsoft on it. The airsofter guys really like that stuff too.
Oh man, that sounds like fun. Is there ever any possibility that the airsoft, or not the airsoft, the paint industry can build like a big gun that shoots a ball of paint like the size of my head? Because I think that would be outstanding, because you'd be like lobbing like bombs into, I mean, can you, seriously, that would be just, that would put it on a next level.
Yes, there's been a few attempts at that.
There has?
Yeah, there's been guys that want to take balloons
kidding.
And fill them with paint, and that's your grenade or whatever. You know, what we see, I travel and work at a lot of, we call them big games or scenario games, where it's not like a tournament atmosphere where it's 5-on-5, but it's more like recreating an actual battle of a war. And we travel to do a lot of these events. In those type of events, there's actual tanks that guys will build out of golf carts and lawn tractors, and they'll build a tank with out of plywood and stuff, and then you got to have rules and ways to disable the tank.
Okay.
You can't physically blow the tank up.
Right, yeah.
So they have like a rocket launcher that shoots the Nerf, little Nerf mini footballs with a tail on
yeah.
it. They've got rocket launchers that will shoot those. The referee will observe that happening, and if they hit the tank with the rocket launcher, then they disable the tank for a period of time or whatever. So,
thumbs up, thumbs down. Do you like it?
You know, it's a nice change up. You know, I love the
once in a while.
I love the competition of paintball, and I love to. You know, I want to go prove myself better than that guy across the field. That's kind of what does it for me. But the cool thing about paintball is you're playing tag, so there's a lot of different ways you can play tag. And if you want to recreate a war or a battle in a war, that's cool too. You know.
I don't know. I think it might have been when I was over at your place. Eric, your referee, used to do a lot of sports. I mean, he played a lot of sports. Yeah. And he said that they see a lot of times where it translates where some people just desire that competition when it translated from actually like football, baseball, basketball to paintball. Do you see that?
Oh, a lot. You know, I played football and basketball when I was a kid. You know, you get out of high school and typically guys join softball leagues because they still want to compete at something. But you go into the park and play tackle football with your buddies, somebody blows a knee out, and then everyone kind of slows down because everyone's got to go to work on Monday, you know.
Okay.
You know, once you get out of high school and you want to compete at something, paintball, you can be as aggressive or physical as you want, but I've also seen guys that are, you know, obese, overweight, that are able to stand in the back row, shoot the heck out of their gun, make an opportunity for smaller guys in front of them to make moves, and, you know, they're out there being effective paintball players.
Yep.
So You can be an aggressive guy that's quick, that goes from spot to spot and, you know, and kind of outmaneuvers people. Or you can be a guy that is a little bit more patient, maybe use your brain a little bit more. So it allows you to compete. It allows you to compete, and there's a lot of different aspects or skills that you can bring to the table to be effective at it.
It's interesting because when we started playing the other day, like the first couple of rounds, it was just like spray and pray, just like firing randomly. And then Rick made a simple suggestion on a strategy adjustment, and the team that I was on didn't lose anymore. For the rest of the day, I was like, well, this is so awesome. It just took one little bit of advice. And, God, I just can't stress enough how much fun it was.
It's such a learning curve. And, you know, we see a lot of private parties, and they range anywhere from a kid's sports team or a birthday party to bachelor parties of older guys. And almost to a number, every bachelor, or every private party starts the same way, where the referee says, 3, 2, 1, go. And one guy shoots, pop. Another guy, pop, 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 pop. And then the last game of that same private party, 3, 2, pop, 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 go, pop, 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 pop. And everyone is just, you know, now they figured it out. They're like, okay, I know how to shoot, where to shoot, and I'm going to do it.
The video I posted, there was a moment where I shot up the ref pretty good. I mean, it was like 5 or 6 times. He was dancing. I was hitting him so many times. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, my gosh, he's stripes. What am I doing? I don't know if you saw that.
Classic,
in the
bit. Yes.
It's there forever. Thank God you actually got the footage of that. You were the one shooting on the camera when that one went down. But
sorry, ref.
Yeah. Okay. Now, typically, if you wanted to, actually, you should probably talk about this. Some of the key things that if people wanted to take advantage of this, whether groups, people who've never done this before, mm-hmm. I want them to reach out to you. What can they look forward to in terms of having like a party or a get together or something with you guys at TC Paintball?
Okay, there's a couple different ways to play. You can come to open play, and when you come to open play as a small group, it's designed for small groups to kind of fit in with other small groups. And then you have private parties. So there's two different ways to play. On a typical Saturday, we'll have several groups rotating with each other. We'll have an open play group. Then we'll have maybe one or two private parties going on. The private party gets you your own private field time. So if you're a group of 8 friends or family or coworkers or whatever, and you just kind of want to play with each other, mm-hmm. set up your own team or however you want to do it, you can approach it that way and set up a private party. But mm-hmm. if you don't care who you play with, you can make a reservation for open play, come to open play, and then you know you can mix in. And typically the teams are different every time you take the field. You know, our goal, at especially open play, is for everybody to get some success. You know, because you know how it feels. You go out there and you're playing something brand new, and you stick your head out and you get shot. You didn't realize you're going to get shot. You didn't know where it came from.
Yep.
You know, that's can be a little bit unnerving, but you also don't want to have that same experience every game. You also want to have that game where you get to the 50-yard line and you look inside and you see 3 guys looking somewhere else and you get to go bing, bing, bing. Everyone remembers that. That's your success. So, you know, we strive to hopefully get everybody an opportunity for that to happen to them. So we always want to change the teams up. There's always going to be naturals or studs, like you call them, that guys that know how to play almost instinctively. You know, you don't, if you get, you know, 8 guys and 4 of them guys are stuck together and they're just destroying the other 4 guys, it's not fun for those guys anymore.
Yeah.
So we like to change it up so everyone has success.
Jim played with us, my son, and did really well. I mean,
really
that's the second time he's ever shot paintball, ever played paintball. And he was moving really excellently. And I'm like, man, maybe these video games are translated into your ability to, I don't know if that is even a thing.
But I think it is. And, you know, what I've seen a lot is, timid kids that maybe wouldn't say anything in a room full of people, but as soon as you put a paintball mask on them and then give them a way to go be aggressive with a gun, you know, they come out of their shell and you see a completely different kid. I've seen that happen a handful of times where a kid will start playing in his teens and then every time he puts that mask on, it's a different individual and that changes how he grows up. He's got a sense of confidence about him.
There was one moment in the video, and you'll see it, where I peeked from behind what's called a Dorito, which is a big inflatable shaped like a triangle. I peeked from around it and I was shooting and then I went duck back and then I looked back out and a paintball hit me right in the mask and it's just I couldn't see anything. It was just all yellow all over the place, and it was quite a rush, man. It's, even getting shot was like God.
That's what I love about the balls travel about 200 miles per hour, but it's just fast enough where you can still see them, or just slow enough where you can still see them.
So
you poke your head out and if someone just missed, you hear it go by your ear, you see it, you know, getting close to it. It's pretty profound a dynamic,
right? And you can actually hear the whizzing right by your ears. It is an incredible rush. You have obviously you meet new people all the time. Mm-hmm. I bet that when you say I own a paintball facility, or this is what I do, people right away perk up because it's something that, you don't really meet somebody who's in this industry that often.
That's true. You know, we're a young industry and we're still growing. And it used to be you heard of the sport or you heard of the industry. Now it's almost like everyone knows somebody that has played. You know, sometimes or a lot of people know people that play regularly. But yeah, it's a conversation that you're not sure if you always want to get into, because whenever you say paintball, they're like wrinkle their nose and they're like, well, what's that? How does that work? You know, you're playing a war, so you got 90 minutes worth of explanation to do. And I travel a lot to these events. So when you sit down in that seat on the airplane, you're always thinking to yourself, okay, do I want to tell them or do I not want to tell them? And on the way back, sometimes you don't have a choice because you might have a big welt on the side of your neck that you received at the tournament or something. So someone's like, I got to ask, what's going on with your neck? Well, I was playing paintball. Well, you're traveling to play paintball? Tell me more, you know? So, you know, you get stuck in that and it can be tedious to explain it all the time.
When you win a big tournament, do you like spray champagne? I mean, is it like winning the NBA finals?
To us, it is.
Yeah, I know that's what I'm saying. It's what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've won a pretty good, I think, 5 national level tournaments in Division II and in semi pro. And one of my favorite things, it's always a big trophy. The trophy always stands about this. It's a big cup, so we'll drink beer out of it, or some guys like to eat cereal out of it or whatever. But it's one of my favorite things to strap it to my backpack. And then start my commute home. You know, you're walking through the airport and everyone's turning their head. Inevitably, you know, we usually fly back into Detroit based on where we're flying back from. So there's a lot of other teams that fly through Detroit as well. So chances are there's going to be individuals on the plane that were at the same event you were at. You're carrying the trophy and kind of, oh, man, I got this big old trophy I'm lugging around. And, you know, they're not. So, you know, you kind of have that win on the way home.
Do tempers flare in those events?
No doubt about it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's, you know, it's a dynamic, profound thing. You're playing tag, you know, but the very root of it is we're shooting each other. You know what I mean? And just like with any sport, you line up against anybody in any sport. And I played football and I played basketball and I'm a sports fan. So, you know, you like to hate those guys. You want to, you want to get as aggressive and get out as many, get as jacked up for the game as you can. So you kind of put your mind in that state of mind where you're the alpha male and you're going to be better than the other alpha male.
Sure.
You know, so there's definitely tempers can fly, you know, flare. You know, there's a lot of rules in place at our level where, you know, there's no physical contact allowed. You know, we're basically shooting each other.
And
everyone signs up for that. No one signs up for physical contact. No one wants to go out there and get an actual fist fight for it. Has it happened? Yes. Have guys gotten suspended from playing anymore in that tournament or whatever? Yeah, and when you spend thousands of dollars to go chase your dream and you kind of shut yourself out by being too physical, you know, your team is not happy with you anymore because, you know, you just took away all their chances of winning. So, you know, it can happen, and obviously with a male-dominated sport, things like that will happen with a lot of adrenaline going on. But, you know, I think they do a pretty good job of shutting it down, and there's consequence to the action, so it doesn't happen very often.
We have to do this. This would be a fun video to make. And, in fact, we could get people. Can you accommodate spectators to watch it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. We got the bleachers right there. Yeah.
This is what we do. Both seasons are winding down now, but I know that both the Griffins and the Drive love these team-building things.
Yes.
We'll get hockey versus basketball.
That's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then we can invite people out to see it, and then we can shoot video, and then it'll be just a great, great thing. You know, so I will start to bang on those doors
right on
to make that happen, because the Drive season, the regular season just ended, and they won the division actually last night. So they're still going to keep playing. But next year, that'll be a fun thing.
That'll be really cool, especially if we get time to kind of build up to it.
Yeah.
That'd be really good.
That's what I'm thinking. Let's see. What else did I write? Okay. Hockey versus basketball. I covered that. Oh, why me? Because when I was shown the door in 2016, you approached me about being on those little video weblogs or video blogs that I was doing from my living room.
Yeah.
You reached out to me and you helped us. And then now you did the same thing with this. That's been excellent. That's helped us. Like, you wouldn't believe but how come you do that?
Well, I look for opportunities like that. You know, I mean, if you go to terrestrial radio, it's pretty pricey. You know, but if I talk to a guy that just got fired, it's not quite as much money, you know, so I thought it worked, and I'm a believer in the kind of the podcast movement. I'm a fan of some podcasts.
Yeah, for sure,
you know, so when you decided to do that, I thought, man, that's a good fit. You know, maybe we can do something, you know, and, you know, you're sitting there wearing a, you know, old college hoodie or whatever. I thought, well, we could put a TC Paintball shirt on there.
Put a TC Paintball shirt on.
You know, get a little more notoriety. You know, paintball is an underground thing, so, I mean, underground advertising, I think, works really well.
Yes, that's great, and I think it has. I mean, we've... I think we're just scratching the surface on it, really,
yeah.
Because I've really, it seems like whenever we do something, more and more people are paying attention to it, and I hope to not give them any reason to not pay attention to it. So, yeah.
Well, the proof is on that Thursday, you know, on the 4th. I think that'll be good. And, you know, that spring break week, I think a lot of people have time. Some people travel on spring break, but, I mean, a lot of people have time and will be looking for some recreational things to do. So I think that's a good opportunity for, you know, the listening audience to show their support, you know, and, you know, show them, come out and hang out. You said you're going to buy in some pizza. I think that's really cool.
It's a pizza party.
Yeah, so, I mean, they can hang out, and even if they're not interested in playing that night,
right.
I think showing up, checking it out, and thinking, you know what, because more times than not, we'll get a parent or a significant other that shows up to just watch their family member play some paintball, and they think, you know what, why not? This is not so bad. So they sign a waiver, and they get out there too.
That's I'm so glad you got into that, because that was my next thing. So just to recap, April 4th from 6 to 9 p.m., we've invited people to reach out to me via email, eric@ericzaneshow.com, and it's just 20 of us. And what we're going to do is we're going to draw names for teams, and it's going to be random, and it's going to be different matchups. So different teams are being – so everybody's going to play together. I'll be playing, and since we're starting, you know, with pretty, I think, easy-to-get numbers, just 20 people, it's filling up pretty quickly. We already have 10 people that are signed up who want to play. And what you do is normally it's $45 for 3 hours of play for a person. They get 500 paintballs. And now Rick has set it up so that's $35, and that's an awesome deal. So $35 for 3 hours, free pizza, free pop. Hang out with me and Rick from 6 to 9 on Thursday, April 4th. And if you want to sign up, reach out to me. And if you're getting this podcast later on, maybe a few days from when it was recorded, still reach out, because you never know. It might not be filled up, and we're going to do this more and more. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did I cover it all?
I think you did.
If you run out of paint, you can always get more paint. But be smart with it. If you just spray and pray, you'll be out in an hour.
It's fun shooting. Just shoot it. It's fun shooting.
I'm always like, I don't want to buy anymore. I'm cheap. I've lived in West Michigan long enough. I'm Dutch and I'm poor and I don't have a job. So, all right. Wow, I think we've covered it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's been great. I love having you. Rick from TC Paintball. You can find him online, tcpaintball.com. All right. See ya.